नन्दं व्रजं शौरिर्पेत्य तत्र तान् गोपान् प्रसुप्तान् उपलब्धनिद्रया सूतं यशोदा शयने निधायत सूताम् उपादाय पुनः गृहानगत् नन्दं व्रजं शौरिरुपेत्य तत्र तान् गोपान् प्रसुप्तान् उपलब्ध निद्रया सूतं यशोदासने निधायत What meaning? You want to read? Nanda brajam saurupetya tatra tat Gopan prasuptan upalabdha nidraya Sutam yasoda sayane nidhayata सूताम उपादाय पुनः व्हाट मीनिंग नंदा ब्रजम द विलेज और द हाउस ऑफ नंद महाराज सौरी वसुदेव उपेत्या रिचिन तत्रा देयर तान ऑल द मेंबर्स गोपान द काउहर्ड मैन प्रसुप्तान वेयर फास्ट एस्लीप उपलभ्य अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट निद्रया इन डीप स्लीप सूताम द सन वासुदेव सन यशोदा शयने on the bed where Mother Yashoda was sleeping. Nidraya placing Tasutam, her daughter. Upadaya picking up. Punaha again. Grihan to his own house. Agata return. Translation prepared by Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When Vasudev reached the house of Nanda Maharaj, he saw that all the cowherd men were fast asleep. Thus he placed his own son on the bed of Yashoda, picked up her daughter, an expansion of Jogmaya, and then returned to his residence, the prison house of Kansa. Purport. Vasudev knew very well that as soon as the daughter was in the prison house of Kansa, Kansa would immediately kill her. But to protect his own child, he had to kill the child of his friend. Nanda Maharaj was his friend, but out of deep affection and attachment for his own son, he knowingly did this. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur say that one cannot be blamed for protecting one's own child at the sacrifice of another's. Furthermore, Vasudev cannot be accused of callousness since his actions were impelled by the force of Jogmaya. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnana Anjana Salakaya Chakshur Jinmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dadha Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So verse number 50 does not have purpose, so I'll just read that. Magho nivarsya sakrit jamana jamajun nuja gambhir to gho jofe jormir fe nila bhayana karta sata kula nadi margam dadosan sinduri vasriyapate. Because of constant rain sent by the demigod Indra, the river Jamuna was filled with deep water, foaming about with furiously whirling wave. But as the great Indian Ocean had formerly given the way to Lord Ramchandra by allowing him to construct a bridge, the river Jamuna gave way to Vasudev and followed and allowed him to cross. So Vasudev is carrying Krishna, coming to Nand Gokul. You know, he walking, as he coming nearer and nearer to Gokul, the trouble is increasing more. Because coming to Gokul means there is Jogmaya. So coming near Maya. So when we come nearer to Maya, then our trouble in life will also start becoming bigger. So Vasudev had different kind of trouble while walking on the way. When he came to Jamuna, Jamuna was filled with water. It was anywhere, any season,
In rainy season, there are a lot of water. Sripad Balbhacharya said that when Vasudeva was carrying Krishna, there was little rain, not much, but there was rain. But that rain was like, you know, just for the pleasure of the Lord, cooling of the weather. And after some time, all the cloud went here and there. But later on, it started raining heavily like cats and dogs. And so much rain. And that was the effect of Jogmaya. That Indra also got affected by Jogmaya. He got controlled by Jogmaya. So if there is a small, small cloud, Krishna is coming, Vasudeva is coming, Vasudeva himself was a powerful. The cloud would have gone here, dispersed here and there. But since Indra was captivated by Jogmaya, he was in Maya, so he was leading the army of the clouds. Therefore, the word start Maghoni. Maghoni in India, in rainy season, Maghoni means heavy rain. Looks, comes like elephant trunk, you know, that elephant is coming with huge trunk of water and spread, you know, sprinkling everywhere. That is called Maghoni. Indra, one of the name is Maghava. Maghavan is name of Indra. So Maghoni is Bahubachan, means many cloud got together. And since Indra was leading the army of the Megha or cloud, all the cloud became very strong to show its power. If the leader is strong, then even a weak devotee or weak person will act as if he is very strong. Just like example can be given, many a time a small puppy or dog, when they are with master, they start barking. And when they are alone, they will run. So master had to be there. So in every field, we need to have a leader. If leader, and that leader had to be a strong leader. If the leader is not strong, and he may have a strong army, but he will lose the battle. They're saying, a herd of lion led by a sheep will lose the battle, but a herd of sheep led by lion will win the battle, because leader had to be strong. We know from 6th canto Bhagavatam, in the story of Ajamil, that when Jamdutas, they were defeated by Vishnu Duta, they are feeling so rejected and they are so angry that they went to Jamraj and they charged him strongly that what is the use of working for you? We got defeated today. And Prabhupada in purport, he talks about a strong leader. That there is no need, there is no use of working for a whim or for a leader who is very weak. People like to work for a leader who is strong, powerful, because courage comes from a powerful leader. So Indra is the king of heaven. So he is leading the army. So all the small, small cloud, they join Indra. And thus, the heavy rain, torrents of rain like cats and dogs. Maghoni, Maghoni Barsati
Asakrita.
Asakrita means constantly. The heavy rain was coming. It is described, this word Maghoni, also when Krishna has lifted Govardhan Hill in that prasang, the torrents of rain like a pillar. The rain, water was coming like a pillar. So much rain. I mean, I have seen this kind of rain in Bombay. It was 7th July 2006 or maybe 2004. Yeah, something, or 2000. The heavy flood in half an hour. So much rain came that thousands of people died. Because that day happened to be full moon day, and it was, I remember I was coming from downtown from preaching, and it started raining around 2:30, 3 o'clock, heavy rain, and ocean was in full swing, so ocean flooded this way and heavy rain, and Bombay got flooded. I mean, I saw the car floating around, you know, the people going in drain. We couldn't come to temple that day, so we had to stay in somebody's house because there's so much water. And then next day we came in knee deep water on the road. So much rain was there. Just only half an hour. So heavy rain. That was the worst rain of Bombay that time. So he said, Maghoni Barsati Asakrita. Satakrita means saintly. And Asatkrita means ferocious or strong. So Asatkrita means heavy rain was there. And Vasudev has come where Jamanuja, Jamuna have been addressed by Sukadeva Goswami here as Jama Anuja. Sun God has many children. Out of there two. One is Jamuna and other is Jamraj. So we all know Jamraj. He is the god of death. And he has very ferocious appearance. Everybody afraid of Jamraj. So showing the quality of Jamuna, that how with so much rain, the lot of water was there. So she became like her brother, ferocious. Therefore the word has been used here, Jama Anuja, Jama Anuja. Jama means Jamaraj, and Anuja means the younger sister. So younger sister of Jamaraj, she is showing the her power like her brother, everybody afraid of. Now Acharya, they have described why Jamuna was showing so much power. Why so much water Jamuna was? So there are many different reasons. One of the reasons, the Jamuna is Patrani of Krishna. She is one of the beloved of Krishna. So when she saw that my Lord is coming, and out of her happiness, she started crying. So much she was crying, so much she was crying, the lot of water came. Second thing, Jamuna wanted to store power. That, hey, I don't want you to come here. Because she was already troubled by one snake, known as Kaliya. And the other snake was coming here. Because Vasudeva was carrying Krishna and Balaram was there as Sesnag. So when she saw the snake, she wanted to show her strength, that I am more powerful than you. Now you cannot, I am already suffering by one snake, no more other snake. So there are many different reasons that why Jamuna was acting like that.
So there are many.
Jamuna has her own quality, as well as due to rain, she has three different kind of quality. Quality in mood of goodness, quality in mood of passion, and quality in mood of ignorance.
So here it has been
said in text number 50,
Gambhira Tayo.
The water were very deep. That quality is the quality in mood of goodness. Devotee of the Lord, one of the quality is they are Gambhira. They are very serious. They are not cheap. They are very serious. Devotee are very serious. Gambhira Buddhi. They are serious. So Jamuna is a devotee of the Lord. So she is always in mood of goodness. So the word has been used,
Gambhira to yaha. She has deep water.
Deep water. That is in mood of goodness.
And then said, Java Urumi.
Urumi means the wave. And Java means forceful. She has very much forceful current. That is in mood of passion. People who are in the mood of passion, they are working very hard. You know, too much energy there. Force is there. Without energy, you cannot achieve things. The people who are in the mood of passion, you can see they are working. If somebody is standing, walking, he will achieve nothing. People who are in the mood of passion, they achieve something. So, Jamuna has a very strong current. And that current is compared mood of passion. And then, third thing is funnily. Funnily, the foam was there in Jamuna. Because the water, the foam was there. And the foam is considered in mood of ignorance. It is a sin. Foam is a sin. Indra, when he took, you know, when Indra was afflicted by the sin of killing Vritrasur, then four people took his sin, and one was water, took the sin, and the bubble or foam is seen in water, that is sin of Indra. So saintly person, even today, when they go to take bath in Ganga or some river, if there is a foam, they put by their hand one side and then they take a dip. They clear the foam other side, because that's a sin. So the foam was also seen in Jamuna. So these are the not natural quality of Jamuna. This quality happened due to effect of Indra, who was affected by Jogmaya, or it happened in rainy season. But real, you know, quality of Jamuna is given here in three ways. Bhayanaka avarta satakula nadi. Bhayanakta. That is the one of the quality of Jamuna. Of course, now Jamuna has become very small. But those days, Jamuna has a bigger wideness than even Ganga. Bhayanakta. She was a spread. You know, her wideness was bigger. And then, that is in mood of goodness. The people who are in mood of goodness, they are visal, they are big heart, they want to give. So that was the Jamuna. And then second one is mentioned here, avarta sataha, by whirling wave. Bhramari, that is also nature of Jamuna. So that is mood of passion. And then in Jamuna, the water is somewhere deep water, somewhere less water. And that is mood of ignorance. People in mood of ignorance, they are not focused. Sometimes go this way, sometimes this way, jik-chak. So Jamuna has water like sometimes deep, sometimes. So that's her natural quality of Jamuna. So this was the scene there. Now, why did Jamuna give the way? That is described in last verse of verse number 15, last sentence. Marga dadau sundhiriva sriyapate. Again, there are different reasons that why she gave. All the rivers, they are the wife of ocean. The ocean is the husband. Just like the wife always runs towards the husband, same way the river, they run towards the ocean, who is the husband. So, immediately remember that in Ramavatar, when my husband did not give the way, Lord Ramchandra was ready to dry up. And then my husband had to come and beg forgiveness. My husband is so huge, so strong. Even he had to be defeated. What to say about me? I am simply a small river. A small, asahai, helpless wife. Thus gave the way. Second reason is that this Sita was, Lord Ram was going to find Sita, going to rescue Sita, going to please Sita. He was so anxious to meet Sita. And my husband was becoming obstacle, so Lord was very angry. Same way, Lord Krishna is going, he answers, he is going to meet all the cowherd girls of Vrindavan, of Braj. So, because he is so anxious, if I don't give way, I will be punished. Other reason, it said that Lakshmi, he is a Sriyapate. Lakshmi is our daughter. Lakshmi came from the ocean, right? So ocean is the father of Lakshmi, and the river, they are the wife, so they become mother. So it said that Jamuna thought, she is my daughter. And he is Sriyapati, he is the husband of my daughter. So when my son-in-law comes to my home, why should I show my this ferocious form to him? I should be gentle mother-in-law. Thus, Jamuna gave the way to Vasudeva. Other thing, she remember that my Lord, he will come with the gopis to swim and perform different pastime with me. So let me give the way, otherwise Vasudeva will become afraid and he will take him back home, back to Mathura. So my Lord will not be able to enjoy. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Hey, Jamuna Pati. And last but the least reason, she was feeling separation from the Lord. And Lord assured her. When Vasudeva was going, he had no any idea that how water is increasing. He just walked in. He was so one-minded, he was pointed on his goal. He just walked in, and water was increasing, 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 increasing. Water came to here. He couldn't breathe. Water came to here. And then the Lord, being so merciful, so kind to Vasudev as well as Jamuna, he simply lifted his one leg and touched the head of Jamuna. And Jamuna, boom, Jamuna went down. Just by getting touch from the lotus feet of the Lord. And this way, she gave the way to Vasudev to go to Gokul. So, Margah Dadau Sundhuriva Sriyapate, she gave the path. Then now he walked out. Now he reaches to Braja. So Jamuna is dividing line. One side is Mathura and other side is Gokul. So he crossed Mathura side. Now he has gone to Gokul side. And territory of that other side is Gokul, is known as Nanda Brajam. Nand Baba was the king of that area. Therefore it is said Nanda Brajam. This Braj belongs to Nand Baba. Nand Baba is Brajapati. He is Brajaraj. So Nanda Brajah Sauri Upet Tatratan. Now Vasudevji is addressed here as Sauri. Sauri means brave. Earlier also this word have been used when he, you know, was ready to come out from the prison house. There the word also have been used Sauri. And again here the word have been used as Sauri. In English Sauri means Sauri. But verse number 47. Tatascha Sauri Bhagavat Prachoditaha. Tatascha Sauri Bhagavat Prachoditaha. He was ready to follow the instruction of the Lord bravely. So with this, because of braveness, Vasudev crossed all the tribulation. And one of the braveness now we see here in this dealing, when he reached the Nanda Braja Upetya Tatratan, there in Nand Braja Hisa Tan, Gopan Prasuptan, all the Gopa or cowherd men, they were fast to sleep. As I said other day, that Jogmaya made both of them sleep. The residents of Braj, they were also sleeping, and residents of Mathura, they were also sleeping. But residents of Mathura, they were sleeping in a slumber. They didn't know what is going on. But residents of Braj, they were sleeping, but same time, they were having dream of Krishna's different pastime. Starting from Vasudev, taking Krishna and bringing up to there. They can see. They could see that Vasudev is entering in, you know, in Braj, but they couldn't wake up. So he said, Prasuptan. Prasuptan means it not Prakrishna Rupena Suptan. You know, they were in sleep, but light kind of sleep they were. Prasuptan Upalabdhan Nidraya. Vasudev understood that all the Brajavasi, they are sleeping. The cows, you know, you can go to the cowherd shed where the cows are there. They sleep. The animal, they can stand and sleep also, and sit and sleep also. Their sleep is very light, not like our sleep. You know, a person who is sleeping, deep sleep, you have to shake him. Hey, come on, get up, get up, get up. But cow, you don't do that. You walk in and then cow will be alert. So, all the gopas, they were staying with the cows. And their sleep was also like the cows. Very less sleep. But Jogmaya made everyone sleep. Cows were sleeping, cowherd men were sleeping. And it was pin drop silent. There no electricity, so no sound. The two, you know, we have this experience in India. Many a time when electricity goes, cut, line cut, then everything very peaceful. Like in Bombay, when the line cuts, then everything very peaceful. And line comes, electricity comes, so much noise, boom, I mean you can feel the pressure of the electricity. And there no electricity, boom, peaceful. So there no electricity night time. So it's a pin drop silence. Means when a pin drops, then it will make sound. So Vasudeva is walking, and he was walking very, very carefully. So nobody could hear because pin drop silence. If any some sound comes, they will wake up. They will wake up. So they are walking very slow. Sutam Yasoda Sayane. Else place it said in Gopal Champu, it says Yasoda Bhavane. Actually, this pastime has been described very nicely by Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu. Therefore, I was looking for that book yesterday. I couldn't find it. Very nice description of this whole thing. So anyway, now Vasudeva is coming and he has this child. The word is given Sutam. Sutam means child. Means Krishna has no name that time. Name was not given. Therefore, having used Sutam, a small child. He brought this small child, Yasoda Bhavane, in the palace of Mother Yasoda. Nand Baba had different palace, Yasoda had different palace. And he walked in. That time there no need of locking, there no thieves. The doors were wide open. No locking. So he walked in, and in Yasoda Bhavane, in the palace of Yasoda, there are many rooms were there. But he went straightway, Yasoda Sayane, in the room where Mother Yasoda was laying down. The Sayane means a place for laying down. The bed basically is called Sayan. So he went to Yasoda Sayane. He went to the room where Yasoda was laying down on her bed. So Acharya, they said, you know, explaining the word Sauri, that how courageous Vasudeva was there for serving Krishna. He did not care that my reputation will be ruined. If anybody would have seen him walking in Yasoda Palace, itself is a bad. It is a betraying. Nand Baba and Vasudeva, they are best of the friend. And here, Vasudeva is walking in the palace of Yasoda Rani, not Nand Baba's palace, but Yasoda's palace. And not only in Yasoda's palace, but in Yasoda's bedroom. Not only in Yasoda's bedroom, but he touched Yasoda's bed. No sane man will touch any woman's bed. Of course, nowadays, people, they go and sit down on another's bed. But according to a scripture, women's bed were separate, men's bed were separate. And guest bed were separate. Guest will only sleep in guest bed, not on man's bed or woman's bed. Maybe sometime man's bed because they are friend, but woman's bed, no way. That is our rich Vedic culture. It is very difficult to explain this thing in Western country, but this is what situation, that's what Vedic culture is. This is nothing to do with anything but respect. Respecting everybody. They say respect your privacy. Here they say you cannot look at somebody straight away because they offense your privacy. So that is privacy. There's woman privacy. She has her own room. She has her own bed. Her bed can be shared only by her husband. No one else. No other man can touch the bed. Of course, children are different thing. So he went to Yashoda's palace. Not only Yashoda palace, he went to Yashoda's room. Not only Yashoda's room, he went to the bed of Yashoda, from where Sutam Yashoda Sayane Nidhaya. He left the child which he had brought. Antas Suta. So I am sure, while doing this, handling the child, keeping the child and taking the child, he must have touched the bed of Mother Yashoda, which is, according to a scripture, a sane man like Vasudeva should not do that. But the word has been either Nanda Braja Sauri. He was sorry. He was sorry. He was courageous to do anything for pleasure of the Lord. Now, Lord told him in verse number 47, Tatascha Sauri Bhagavat Prachodita Sutam Samadaya Sa Sutika Griha. Sutam Samadaya, and here Tas Suta Upadaya. Samadaya Upadaya. Samadaya. So we have to understand the link between verse number 47 and verse number 51. What is the link? Understand carefully. Tatascha Sauri Bhagavat Prachodita. The Lord has instructed, please you take me to Nand Gokul. Sutam Samadaya Sutika Griha. So the Lord, I order him to take there. Thereafter, exactly when Vasudeva, being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to take the newborn child from the delivery room, Jogmaya, the Lord's spiritual energy, took birth as the daughter of the Vayu of Nand Maharaj. So he was ordered to take me to Nand Gokul, take me to Yashoda. But he was not ordered to bring that child. Here it said Samadaya, and in this verse it said Upadaya. Samadaya means delivering, and Upadaya means taking. So he brought his child Sutam Yashoda Sayane Nidhaya ya Samadhaya. No. He placed the child. Nidhaya ya Samadaya, both are the same. Samadaya means Samyak Rupina Adaya, nicely giving, or Nidhaya Nikrishna Rupina Adaya, nicely placing, both have the same meaning. So nicely he kept his son. And in return, what he did? Sutam Upadaya. He took the other child who was there. Now, that's why Prabhupada, in purport, he quotes Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur. That there is no need for him to bring. In fact, the two child were born, according to Jiva Goswami. So this child, which Vasudeva brought, when as soon as he came, both Krishna became one. And then the girl was there. So he took the Jogmaya. Why this happened? One of the commentary of Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur is given, justifying Vasudeva act, that this was proper, he didn't do anything wrong. Other thing is given, that Jogmaya was ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do all these things. In chapter 2, verse number 8 and 9, Devakya Jathare Garbham Se Sakhyam Dham Mam Kam Tasannikrishnam Rohindya Udare Sannivesaya. And prior to that, it is said, number 7,
chapter 2. Gaksham devi brajam bhadre gopa gobi alankritam rohini vasudevasya bharyate nanda gokule anyascha kansa sambignaha vibaresu vasanti. He said, you go to Gokul and there lives the wife of Vasudev. Her name is Rohini. You please go there and then you take the child from the womb of Devaki and place nicely Sannivesaya in the womb of Rohini. And then this is one work. Second work, he said, Yatha aham ansabhagena. Atha means, how to explain in English? Yatha means as it is, as. As means, I will take birth in Mathura and I will come to Gokul. And you will take birth in Gokul and you will come to Mathura. That is the meaning of Yatha aham ansabhagena devakya puttam subhe prapasi tvam jasodayam nanda patnaya bhavishyati. As I will take birth in Mathura as son of Devaki, you will be taking birth as the daughter of Jasoda. And as I will be transformed from one place to other place, you will be transformed from other one place to other place. So, this was the order of the Lord. Lord has ordered Jogmaya to go. Don't stay there. Don't stay in Braj. Your work is done. She took birth so that Yashoda can have milk on her breast. No woman can have milk in their breast till they have delivered a child. So, Yashoda delivered her Jogmaya. And Lord appeared from the mind. Lord did not appear as a delivery, neither to Devaki nor to Yashoda. It was a mental transformation between Nanda and Yashoda and Devaki and Yashoda. Jiva Goswami very nicely clears in Gopal Champu. But the child was born by mental exchange. If a child is born, mentally, then a woman cannot have milk. But Krishna wanted to suck the breast of Mother Yashoda. So how he will do? Have to have a child. So Jogmaya was born. So her work was done. Now she had to go to Mathura. There are other reasons given why she had to go to Mathura. One is the Lord said, now I will come. As soon as I come, you move out from there. So she had to follow. Secondly, so that Kamsa will not torture Devaki and Vasudeva furthermore. Because according to prophecy, it was eighth child will kill. So eighth child is not a son, a daughter. So how a woman will kill man? The one thing. Second thing, how a man will kill a girl? That time, Vedic culture was very high. But Kamsa was so cruel, he didn't care. Thinking that she's daughter, she may kill me also. Eighth child, he didn't say boy or girl. Eighth child will kill, whether boy or girl. So, to misguide Kamsa, Jogmaya was ready to go. And this way, as soon as Vasudev handed over his son or child, left on Yashoda Sayane, immediately he also got affected by Jogmaya. And therefore, he picked Jogmaya. So long he had Krishna, he was not affected. But as soon as he left Krishna, so long we are Krishna conscious, Maya will not touch. But time
We leave Krishna aside, Maya will grab us. Krishna bhuli sei jiv bhogavancha kore nikatasthe maya tar jhapotiya dhore. If you forget Krishna and desire sense gratification, Maya will grab you. So Vasudeva of course did not desire sense gratification. He just followed the instruction of the Lord and he came and left. But when he left Krishna, then Maya came. Jogmaya came. And then he carried Jogmaya and then he went to Nand Gokul. And then what happened there, that we will hear next chapter. So I will stop here. Yeah, this is just over now. Next verse. Vasudev placed the female child on the bed of Devaki, bound his leg with the iron shackle, and thus remained there as before. Alright? So summarize these two verses here, that when Vasudev came on the bank of Jamuna, Jamuna was flooded with water. And so much water was there, lot of current was there in water. But seeing the determination of Vasudev, Lord blessed Jamuna by touching the water of Jamuna. And this way Jamuna gave the pathway, as the ocean gave the path to Lord Ramchandra. And this way Vasudev reached in the palace of Mother Yashoda, and he went in the bedroom of Mother Yashoda. He went on the bed of Yashoda and he placed the child and took the female child and he came back to Mathura. Hare Krishna. Any question, comment?
Hello. Hare Krishna. In regards to the Maya potency.
Regarding?
Maya. So there's two types of Maya, Mahamaya and Yogamaya. So in the 10th canto, 1st chapter, Prabhupada gives an explanation of Mahamaya and Yogamaya. He explains that Mahamaya is that which brings us farther and farther away from devotional service. And it seems like when he gives the definition of Yogamaya, it's actually that which brings us closer to Krishna. So the gopis can become closer to Krishna because of the potency of Yogamaya. So you're talking about how as we get closer to Yogamaya, we actually, more troubles come. So you want to expand on that a little bit? And
see, first of all, you understand the meaning of Maya.
Hmm.
Maya means illusion, which is not. So there is one Maya who takes us away from Krishna, and other Maya who brings us near Krishna. Trouble is in both. One who takes away from Krishna, there is also trouble. And one who brings near Krishna, there is also trouble. Because that is the nature of Maya. Do you think by becoming Krishna conscious we don't have a trouble? Pandava has no trouble. They have more trouble than anybody else. So much so that Mother Kunti said, Vipada Santu Tasastya Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru. Oh my Lord, I am habituated of this calamity. Let this calamity come. Because in the calamity I can see you. So there is always trouble. When there is Maya, there is trouble. Whether going away from Krishna is one kind of trouble. And coming to Krishna is also trouble. Clear? All right, so we'll stop here. Yes?
Wonderful class. I really enjoyed all the explanations. The reference you're using is Gopal Champu.
You can relate little bit because you live in India, so you can relate little bit.
Too far?
No, yeah. I said you can relate my class because you live in Vrindavan in India.
No, I think anybody enjoyed it. But just wanted to ask a technical question. You used Gopal Champu as a reference?
Yes.
For different tikkas or only Gopal Champu?
Gopal Champu and the commentary of different acharya.
Uh-huh. All right. By heart?
I have on my computer, you know, here on my mobile.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I have read many times the commentary. Yes, I refresh my
memory. I really relished, so
I refresh my memory.
But my appreciation for you really increased, so thank you very much.
Hare
Krishna. Devakinandan Prabhu, can you remind me of Subhadra and Yogamaya taking birth from Yashoda, but Subhadra is considered the daughter of Vasudev, isn't it? So is it the same Yashoda, or is it a different birth?
Subhadra actually was born from Rohini. She was the daughter of Vasudev daughter of Vasudev and Rohini. But she was Apsara, she was a heavenly damsel, and she died. So when she was dying, she had desire to be part of Lord's pastime. Thus, she took birth again from womb of Devaki, but husband was same, father was same, only different mother. So this have been described, I'm just looking that one, by different acharya, that Subhadra was born in Dwarika, not in Mathura. After Kansa was killed, and yeah, so Subhadra is much younger than Krishna and Balaram. Where it is referenced? Either Anand Vrindavan Champu or Gopal Champu, somewhere I have read it, that she was born in I'm just looking about Subhadra. It's there in first chapter of 10th canto about Subhadra. Any other? Here, first chapter, text number 56. Atha kala upavritte devaki sarva devata putran prasusuve chastau cha astau kanya cheva cha evan anuvasaram. Each year thereafter, in due course of time, Devaki, the mother of God, and all the demigod gave birth to a child. Thus she bore 8 sons, one after another, and a daughter named Subhadra. For the son, he said, she bore 8 sons, one after another, and a daughter named Subhadra. Not talk about one after another. She was not one after another. So either in Parapat or I read somewhere else that Subhadra was born in Dwarika. All right, so we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthanashram Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you very much for hearing from last few days.